All right, we're back on Downtown on a Friday afternoon. What say we talk some hockey? The Maine Black Bear is at home for two this weekend against the River Hawks of UMass Lowell. Here to tell us all about it, to break it down, to do what he does, the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Hi, Rich. I'm glad we're talking hockey. I love hockey.
Well, I noticed that, and hockey apparently loves you, as do your peers in the business. Congratulations on being named this week by the National Sports Media Association as Maine Sportscaster of the Year for the second time.
Yes, thank you. It's an amazing honor. I had to pinch myself a little bit. Lots of people in our state could easily have received this award this year, but I'm very grateful that it was my turn again, and it's a lot of fun. It's been a fun year to cover UMaine Black Bear hockey, that's for sure.
Well, and look, you're a young guy, John. I think, you know, at this pace, you're going to win, what, 10, 12 of these things?
I don't know. How many do you have? 22?
No. Single digits still.
Okay, well, you're working your way to double digits. That's the most important.
Now, they've forgotten about me. I'm yesterday's news, John. You are the future of broadcasting. I'm that old guy that they sort of vaguely remember.
God help us all.
Well, congratulations. It's sincerely very, very well deserved and well received, too, from everybody I've talked to. Happy to see you get that recognition. So awesome job. But now you've just set the bar higher for yourself. So the pressure's on this weekend, John, as it is maybe for the Black Bears after, can we say, a little bit of a disappointing weekend last time out?
Yeah, a rough weekend. They always seem to struggle to play in Hartford against the Huskies. But rough night on Friday to start with. And Maine had gone into the third period down three previous times, and they had lost all three of those games. So Friday, they were able to muster together a really impressive third period, but a lackluster first and second. But, you know, a good team found a way to win a hockey game last Friday night. That's really what happened. Five third-period goals, and they pick up the Friday night win, which was three big points in the league standings. Both the Nadeaus scoring in the third period on Friday. Brandon Holt scoring a couple of goals, including the empty netter, which nice to see him. He doesn't score a ton of goals. He's a defenseman that is just a very, very steady player for the Black Bears. So he got a couple of goals, and they pick up the win on Friday. Saturday, different story, a rough game for Maine. Unable to score the first time the Black Bears have been shut out this year. They've registered at least a goal in every single game before Saturday night. And, yeah, it was interesting to see them kind of stall. And a team with a lot of firepower, not able to score. Coach Barr shuffled things up. The top line had been Lyndon Breen and the Nadeau brothers, Josh and Brad Nadeau. He moved Harrison Scott up with them. Put Lyndon down with Donovan Houle and Thomas Friel. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does tonight. Does he put Lyndon back on the line with the Nadeaus or keep it shuffled up? I don't know. They kind of hit a rough patch on Saturday, but an opportunity tonight in front of a sold-out home crowd to get things rolling again.
Maine remains unbeaten at home, and this Lowell team, disappointing record, but playing better of late.
Yeah, they're always a team that you can't look past. A well-coached Norm Bazan's been there a long time, and the Coach Barr speaks very highly of him, considers him one of the best coaches in college hockey. And, you know, they're led by Scout Truman, who's got 15 points. So they're in a position, like you said, they're playing better as of late. And I think, you know, we could see the Riverhawks break out here and start to put some wins together. I hope that doesn't start until next weekend, but they're a team that could definitely go on a run.
What about Maine? They've been dealing with some injuries. Any of those guys likely back for this weekend?
Well, it's a good question. Grayson Arnott's been out for a while. One of the defensemen who's been injured. The same with Nolan Renwick. I know they've both been skating. I don't know the status of if they're going to be ready for the games this weekend or not, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. But Maine a little light at defenseman depth-wise, so they brought in a player, Jack Dalton, coming from New Mexico in the NAHL. He was the captain of that team, and coming to Orono, he'll wear number two. So a new defenseman in town, and we'll have to see if he's going to play this weekend. Coach Barr wasn't sure if he was going to be ready to play, but said that Dalton kind of came in and fit right in immediately, which, when you have a locker room like Maine has that has really good chemistry, obviously having a great year, winners of 14 games at this point. You put somebody new in there, you never know what's going to happen. But Coach Barr said that he fit right in. Everyone's accepted him. So Jack Dalton coming to Orono, and he has practiced this week. So we're going to have to find out if he'll be in the lineup tonight or tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with this defenseman coming from New Mexico with some buzz around him.
Who do you think we'll see in net tonight, John?
I think tonight's Victor Ospreay's night. I mean, he's the senior. He played Friday night against the Huskies in Hartford. So I think we're going to start to see a Victor Friday, Alvin Boya Saturday. Boya played well, allowed two goals, maybe one that he should have stopped. But, you know, it doesn't really matter. Maine didn't score. So, but, you know, Boya's been steady in his performances in net. So I think we're going to get to the point here where they're going to split the goalies. But I would expect Victor to start tonight as he is the veteran and definitely the number one goalie.
Well, how important is it to take care of business at home this weekend before heading down to Massachusetts for a couple of tough road games next week?
Well, very important because you've got Boston College and Boston University ahead of Maine in the standings. They're both playing this weekend. So Maine's got one game in hand. And right now they're in third place but with one game in hand. So Maine below Boston College right now by 3 points. So that's what you get for a regulation win is 3 points. So it's critical. You know, every weekend's going to matter as BUs and the BCs of this league are going to continue to put the points up week in and week out. But if Maine wants to be a top four team or even compete for that first place finish, which at this point BU is putting themselves in a real good spot to win the regular season. But there's lots of hockey left to go. Maine's got to win games, especially at home. As you mentioned, they're unbeaten at home. They play really well in front of the packed Alphon crowd. So it's a big weekend. They've got to take care of business tonight and tomorrow.
And I want to correct myself there. I said next week. It's actually 2 weeks when they play Northeastern and UMass. Well, they'll drop the puck tonight at 7 o'clock. You'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:30. And my goodness, it's the most honored broadcast team in Maine sports with you and Maine Sports Writer of the Year, Larry Mahoney.
What a team. And Larry, this is his sixth time winning. It's a while. He said, he said it was 18 years between the last time that he was honored with this Sports Writer of the Year award. So he did the math. I believe if he wins again, it'll be 2041. So he's ready for that one, too.
Well, and knowing Larry, he'll still be working because he loves it.
Yeah, he probably will be. I'm not sure I will be, but he will definitely be writing stories about the Black Bears. That's for sure.
Well, we'll be tuned in tonight. John, thank you as always for checking in with us. So good luck to the Bears. Have a couple of great broadcasts, and we'll visit with you again next Friday.